Nick Way, sixth overall. Good day here in the sand.
Best part of today was that I earned $20 off Tim Ferry, who said that there was no way that I was going to beat John Dowd, which I successfully did both motos, which is not a small feat here at Southwick.
It seemed like we were already ragging Chisholm yesterday about being able to beat the 45-year-old man. It was seemed to be a goal of many of you to beat him.
Well,
I mean, he's fast.
Oh, yeah, he's really good. I have a lot of respect for him over the years, and, I mean, I'm 30 years old now, and so it's kind of like John Dowd and Tim Ferry are my heroes. So
good luck getting that $20. I'm still waiting for summer cross bonus. So,
yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so talk about your day. What'd you think?
That was a nice day out for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Weather was good?
Weather was good, and seemed like, you know.
Two out of the last three nationals, done well in. You?
Yeah, I've definitely been feeling better, and obviously the Kawasaki guys have helped me out a lot and getting a little bit more comfortable with the bike. I felt like with a little bit, I don't know, if I was faster in a couple sections, I probably could have been closer to like getting third. But I think that was within reach today for sure with, you know, Short and a couple guys having a hard time. But felt like maybe I let one slip away, but either way, I think I rode pretty solid and I'll just go home and work on it from here.
How'd that interview go with Timmy today? Did you carry him?
I don't know. We definitely need to like keep it up. We need to like work on it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we're not really like, we're not flowing like Art Ekman and Davey Coombs will say that right now.
No. You're pretty much the Ricky Carmichael of interviews, and he would be the Augie Lieber.
Huh?
Augie Lieber. Anyways.
Yeah.
Hey, Steel City coming up. What about that? Oh, hey, and also, too, big bonus from you today, right? Cowie guys are telling me because you're top 10 and Cowie's got a kick-ass bonus program for you. No?
$20 from Ferry is what I'm pretty much pumped on.
I must have got misinformation. All right. Anything else, Dad?
No, yeah, I was pumped that my dad came today and had a decent day with him here, so that's cool. And he'll come next weekend, and then we'll have my whole crew at Pala, so. Looking forward to finishing out strong.
I just want to say that T-Way is the coolest moto dad I've ever met. And that's for reals.
Yeah, he's definitely like different than the normal moto dad for sure. I don't think I ever remember him being mad at me except for like maybe if I was getting too mad about how I had done or whatever. He was like always just supportive and definitely it was
I mean, you were brought up in a high-pressure world of amateur racing. You were the guy coming out of amateur. You know what I mean? Like, you had a lot going on that these other mini dads do, but yet somehow T-Way has remained sane.
The last year I went to Loretta's, the Kawasaki manager at that time, Ron Heben, got my dad so hammered that he slept outside of the motorhome. And I remember thinking, is this dude serious? Like, I think I was mini dadding him.
Right,
like, he's trying to change a tire, and he just couldn't pull it off.
Humidity.
And I'm just like, dude, is this guy, like, pull it together, dad.
Right.
Like, on the
this
line.
Is a big deal.
I remember on the starting line, I was like, dude, you're an idiot. Seriously.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go in the mechanics area now? I got this. Beat it.
Good trip down memory lane. Thanks.
No doubt.